I would like to welcome you all to the meeting this afternoon. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. I believe all of the members are basically virtual, and the officers are here with myself in the chamber. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failure to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will also be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via IM feature so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Thank you, members. I'm just thinking. Sorry, members, just making sure I have the chat box on so I can see anything coming through. Okay, can we have any apologies, please? No other apologies, members. Declarations of interest. Okay, members, nothing coming through. So, members, as you will be aware from the last meeting, we didn't have court, so we were unable to take some of the items as they needed a decision. So we've deferred them to this meeting. So, members, I think there are four such items. And item number three is the first one. It's the action sheet from the Audit Committee meeting of the 28th of April. So, members, we will go through that page by page for accuracy. So page one, page two, page three, page four, page five, and page six. Okay, members, there are no questions appearing in relation to that document. If I could have a proposer and a seconder to approve. That's proposed by Councillor McAteer and seconded by Councillor Byrne. Thank you. Item number four, members, is the action sheet of the last meeting on the 19th of July. And again, we'll go through that page by page for accuracy. So page one, page two, page three, and page four. Okay, members, no questions appearing on that item. Could I have a proposer and seconder for that report, please? Okay, yeah. Okay, we have a proposer by Councillor McAteer, Councillor Colette McAteer,
haven't changed my name just yet.
Sorry. My apologies. Right, there's a screen thing swinging across mine, so I find
too many McAteers. Apologies.
Sorry, apologies. we're proposed by Councillor Declan McAteer and seconded by Councillor Owen. Thank you very much. Right. Members, moving on to item number five. This was deferred from the last meeting. It's the Audit Committee annual report prepared by myself. And members, it really summarises the key activities and highlights any key issues during the year, and then it's used to inform the government statement that you'll see in the annual accounts. Not to dwell on anything, I'm sure members have had an opportunity to read it, just to say that we can be reassured from the feedback that the Audit Committee is working effectively. We were very pleased to get an unqualified audit opinion and to see a satisfactory opinion assurance from internal audit as well. So, members, that report is in front of you for approval, but happy to take any questions if you do have any. Okay, members, no questions. If we could have a proposer and seconder to approve. Okay, members, thank you for that. It's proposed by Councillor Devlin and seconded by Councillor Byrne. Members, now we're moving to the Corporate Risk Register, item number 6, and the Neighbourhood Service Risk Register, and I'm going to ask Chair to take that item, please.
Thank you, Chair. So the Risk Register at item number 6 is deferred from the previous committee, as it required a decision. So ASMT reviewed this Corporate Risk Register on the 14th of June, and if members are content, I'll just take you through Appendix 1, which is really the overview of all 10 corporate risks. So you can see from Appendix 1, there's a number of the residual scores which had increased. So the first one is Corporate Risk 1, and that was the failure to develop and deliver a capital investment programme for the district. So ASMT raised the score due to the market for contractors is getting tougher and there's no reliance on a small number of suppliers in Northern Ireland. Utility price increases and inflationary pressures are also driving costs up significantly. Corporate Risk 7 then, the risk score was also increased from amber to red, and that was about the economic development programme and regeneration of the district, and it's similar reasons due to inflationary pressures and political uncertainty. And then finally, Corporate Risk 9 was also raised from an amber risk into a red risk. So previously at the April Audit Committee, this risk solely dealt with financial implications due to COVID-19. So the risk was now changed to mirror the two economic shocks coming out of COVID-19 and then the cost of living crisis. So we had three red risks. So if members are content to approve the changes to the risk register, and then the next item is actually the most recent update from the senior management team in September.
Okay, thank you, Jared, for that, members. I have a proposer from Councillor Casey and a seconder from Councillor McAteer to approve the report and the appendices. So thank you. Item number 7, members, is Corporate Risk Register and Corporate Services Risk Register. And again, Jared's going to take us through that report.
So thank you, Chair. So ASMT again updated the Corporate Risk Register on the 13th of September 2022, and there is a new risk added to the risk register. So again, if I take you to Appendix 1, it summarises all of the risks. So the revised residual risk scores, there's been no amendments there. We still have 7 red risks and 4 amber risks, but you'll see at Corporate Risk 11, we have a new risk in relation to the threat of industrial action. So members will be aware that management are liaising with both members and trade unions trying to get a successful outcome in relation to the industrial action. But this is the main change to the risk register for this quarter. Within the report, you'll also see that the Corporate Services Directorate risk register was also updated, and that's just there for members to note. So happy to take any questions, and members are asked to approve the changes to the Corporate Risk Register and note the revisions to the Corporate Services Directorate Risk Register.
Thank you, Gerard. Members not seeing any questions there, so if we can get a proposer and seconder to approve the updated Corporate Risk Register and note the other risk register. We have a proposer from Councillor Murphy and a seconder from Councillor Owen. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you. My apologies. There's a box that's drifting across my screen which blocks that out on me about every few minutes. So thank you for that. Keep me right. Thank you so much. Okay. Item number 8, members, is prompt payments, and I'll ask Chair to take us through this report.
Thank you, Chair. So, members, this is the prompt payment statistics for quarter one of this year. So from the 1st of April 22 to the 30th of June 2022. So you can see the suppliers paid within 30 days is 72%, and our average number of days to pay suppliers is 32. So members will be aware that these statistics are well down on what they were previously in the 21-22 year. We have a new purchase to pay system which went live at the beginning of January, and this runs side by side with our incumbent system for paying invoices right up until July. So processes are now in place, and further training was given to staff in July this year. So we're hoping over the next number of quarters these statistics will rise quickly, really. And I suppose I would say I was at a meeting this morning with other councils, and there's two other councils which also brought in new systems, and their stats have also taken a dip over the last 3 quarters. So I'm hoping from quarter two onwards we get back into the 80%, and then by Christmas time, we'll be back up to our 90% target for PED within 30 days. It's really just a learning process for staff in the new system and processes.
Thank you, Jude. Okay, thank you. Sorry, I was just getting clarity on what relation to Councillor Casey's comment there. Councillor Casey, I believe you're proposing and you want to make a comment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, certainly.
Well, I'm glad the Council have got to grips with prompt payments. It's always been an issue down through the years. And, you know, as we go through this tense economic crisis, suppliers are needing their money ASAP. So I'm glad the percentages are up and continue to grow up the scale. It's very encouraging, I have to say. So congratulations all around.
Thank you for that comment. Councillor Casey, could I ask Councillor McAteer to make a comment? Please come in.
Yeah, on the same vein, but I did notice that one of the key issues was a drop to 29 days, but I know that's been explained by the fact that there's new technology come in. So, but we would hope that that'll rectify itself as quickly as possible, obviously, given what Charlie and Councillor Casey had said there.
Yeah, I think, members, I'm confident that the statistics will be back to where they were, over 90% for the 30 days. We had sort of, not teething problems, but it was basically staff getting to grips with a new three-way matching system. So we brought the new supplier over in July to give further training, and we have greater reporting now also. So if there is an invoice sitting on the system for over 30 days, their line manager should be on to the officer. So I'd be confident that the stats will pick up again pretty soon.
Thank you for that, Gerard. And we have a seconder from Councillor Murphy. Okay, members, if you're content, we'll move to item number 9, which is in relation to the Statement of Accounts and the Annual Governance Statement. And again, Gerard's going to take us through this report.
Thank you, members. So at the Audit Committee on the 19th of July, I presented the draft statement of accounts and gave a detailed presentation of the figures. So the Northern Ireland audit is almost complete for the year ending 31st of March 2022. The next item on the agenda is actually the Northern Ireland Audit Office's report to those charged with governance. And there are no material year-end adjustments, so the figures which were presented in July remain the same. There was a number of disclosure issues picked up by the Northern Ireland Audit Office, and these have all been put through the new set of accounts. Within the report to those charged with governance, there's also two non-adjusting errors. So I'm proposing that we don't amend the accounts for the non-adjusting errors, as they are not material to the figures overall. So if members are content to approve the accounts for signing after listening to Karen Beatty from the Northern Ireland Audit Office, she will go through the management letter first with any of the issues raised and go through the non-adjusting errors. So once we hear the report, those charges of governance, if members are content then to propose the accounts for signing. Yes, and members, I should have said, the audit is almost complete, but there are a few things outstanding at the minute. So if there is anything in the interim period, they have to be signed, certified by the CNAG next week. But if there's anything material or any of the prime statements change or even any adjustments to the annual governance statements, I'll ensure that I keep members briefed of any changes, especially if they're significant ones.
Okay, thank you, Gerard. I'm not seeing any questions, members, so if we're content, we'll take a proposer and seconder to approve the accounts, as Gerard said, subject to the next item on the agenda. Okay, we have a proposer from Councillor McAteer. Yep. Members, if we could get... Oh, thank you very much, Councillor Casey. We have a seconder. Thank you very much. Okay, members, at this junction, we'll be moving into closed business. Items 10 to 14 are deemed to be restricted under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. So could I have a proposer and seconder to move into closed business, please? Yeah. Proposed by Councillor Owen and seconded by Councillor McAteer. Thank you, members. Helpful there, members, but I have too many. Colette, sorry.
I don't think we'll get overly hung up on who proposes or seconds come out of closed committee. Don't worry about it. Just pick one of us.
Councillor Casey.
Will
not fall out.
Okay, members, we'll go with that. Thank you for that. The recording has started, so... beg your pardon for that. Yes, we need to wait a moment to invite the press back in. Okay, thank you, Colette. Members, just to go through and record the decisions taken during closed business. Item number 10, the draft report to those charged with governance. On the proposal of Councillor Casey, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to approve the report and agree not to make any changes in respect of misstatements. Item number 11, performance update. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Devon, it was agreed to note the performance audit update. Item number 12, updatory audit recommendations. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Owen, it was agreed to note the update in relation to legacy audit recommendations. Item number 13, direct award contracts. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the quarter two update in relation to single tender actions. Item number 14, the update in relation to fraud and whistleblowing. On the proposal of Councillor Devlin, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed A, to note the update in relation to fraud and raising concerns cases, which have been detailed in Appendix 1, and B, to note the progress and actions arising from the NIAO Internal Fraud Risk Self-Assessment. Item number 15, procurement action plans. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Owen, it was agreed to note the update in relation to the procurement action plans for each directorate. Item number 16, the ASM Internal Audit Summary Report. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Devlin, it was agreed to note the report. Item number 17, Internal Audit Strategy and Audit Plan. On the proposal of Councillor Casey, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to approve the updated audit plan. Item number 18, the Council's Toil Payments Review. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Owen, it was agreed to note the report. Item number 19, Information Government's Audit. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to note the report. Okay, members, that takes us to the last item on the agenda, and that's item number 20, Performance Self-Assessment 21-22, and I believe Catherine is going to just touch on this for us. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, members. So item 20 is the Council's Assessment of Performance, which monitors whether the Council achieved its improvement objectives for 21-22. So this report was brought to SPNR on the 15th of September, where it was approved. It's been brought here today for noting, and it will be published on the website before the 30th of September, as is our statutory duty. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you very much, Catherine. Members haven't indicated any questions, so if we could have a proposer and seconder to note the report. Proposed by Councillor Lewis. And seconded by Councillor McAteer. Thank you very much. Thank you, Catherine. Members, that brings us to the end of the agenda. There are no circulars. Just remains for me to say a big thank you to all the officers, Jared, Christine, Karen and Catherine for preparing and taking us through those reports, and to Colette and Louise for supporting me and keeping me right through the meeting. So much appreciated. And thank you to you members for attending and everybody else here in the chamber. So members, have a good day. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks all. Bye.
Bye-bye.